Oh my God, I can't say that it hasn't happened before, but I ran out of time to describe the Duromina and the Lelisahara, two beautiful Ethiopian coffees sent to Coffee Mambo Jambo by Coffee Circle in Berlin. They do a lot of good for in Ethiopia, and I've got to read up a bit more about them. I need to chat to them a bit more, but I will also do a write-up on coffeemambojumbo.com, so to cross-reference there. But now it's all about just the taste and what I've got here on the cupping table, and it is amazing. Now they've cooled down even more, and I can be even more discerning with what these two coffees taste like, smell like. Let's go back to the taste and the slurring of the Duromina, which is beautifully delicate, very sweet, extremely clean, and lovely florally. It's got kind of a, I would say, jasmine-like. Now, don't know if you would agree with me, but it is very, very delicate and sweet. And the Lelisahara immediately what strikes me, different mouthfeel. There is, in comparison to the Duromina, I wouldn't say, well, it does shock the palate in a way that there is less sweetness. So if there's less sweetness about something that you've had very sweet, it comes across a bit harsher. But harsh is probably the wrong word. It is by no means harsh. And if this was here on the table on its own or next to coffees, let's say, from Peru or places like that that are more kind of chocolatey and even heavier and completely different, then this would be, of course, very, very sweet again. So we are comparing two extremely delicate, beautiful coffees from Ethiopia. And again, what strikes me is just those tiny, tiny beans, what flavor you can extract and you can bring out through roasting them well. And yeah, Coffee Circle definitely have done that. I mean, they're roasted really well. The chuckles I have actually with Coffee Circle is their logo is kind of a mustache, and I don't know. I think it's a German thing. It's not so popular here, but in Germany and in places like Austria, I've seen everywhere people go crazy about mustaches. I don't know why. Makes me chuckle. So hopefully these two coffees will not make me grow a mustache. No, they're far too delicate for this to happen. Let's go back to the Lelisahara, because this is, I just got a pinpoint this. Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, they're both beautiful, but if I was to choose between the two, and it's very unfair to them both because they're side by side, standing alone, they're both beautiful coffees. I would say the Lelisa got a bit of a, more of a bite to it. The Duromina, extremely sweet, extremely kind of tea-like, very, very delicate, and just beautiful. I can't wait to actually put both of them also, because I experiment with everything. I'll put them through the R58 as an espresso, see what they come out with, because I've had beautifully Ethiopian coffees. The Kafafoi goes very well as an espresso, even as a milk-based drink. You've got, obviously, the Sidama, which is amazing. You've got the Limu, which is actually more like a... again, like a filter coffee, but those two, new to me, so I don't know them. I'm going to try everything with them. So you got to stay tuned to Coffee Mambo Jumbo. And Coffee Circle, yeah, as I said, based in Berlin. Yeah, I mean, you know, on the internet, you can try any coffee from anywhere. The other thing I will say, and I'll have to point out, and is that actually the Lelisa I received is a touch older. If I say older, it's been roasted on the 3rd of March, and the Duromina has been roasted on the 17th of March. So, not much in it, but, you know, coffees do lose a bit of their fragrance, potency or whatever, but not in that short window of time. But if it was really going to be a total side-by-side, they really should have been roasted on the same day. But, you know, we are actually splitting hairs here. But that's what we do at Coffee Mambo Jumbo, because we are just so passionate about coffee here that we got to look at everything and all the parameters. Another thing I think I pointed out already in my previous recording is that those beans are so tiny, and a lot of chaff actually stayed on those beans. So what you can do there, because that is quite important to get the chaff off, is just rub them between your hands, get the chaff off, blow the chaff away. It's just like very, very thin paper. And then, you know, give your coffee the best chance to shine in any brew method or cupping. Now, cupping is, I like so much, because it's just a very delicate also way of assessing coffees. You don't put any pressure on them. You just let them steep, really. And then when you break the crust, you just unleash, if you want, all the aromas and what happens in the coffee. So a big thank you to Coffee Circle in Berlin. They are certainly doing a lot of cut the coffee, and those two coffees are sensational. Would I be able to choose between them? No, I think that would be terribly unfair. They're both beautiful, and I still have to also consider what time of day I'm drinking them, who I'm with, and what I feel like having. The important thing is that you are discerning, that you know that these two coffees, although they're both from Ethiopia, they are very, very different. So, thanks again, Coffee Circle. Actually, I just want to add one more thing. In my spitting spittoon, there is nothing. I drank all of it. Every slurp went down the hatch. Beautiful coffees, these two.